This is the time of year when skiers and snowboarders get that glint in their eye and a spring in their step, which maybe should be more accurately called a winter in their wiggle. Already, some of the mountains in Vermont are getting dustings of snow, and for the hardcore chairlift crowd, there is hope it will be a snowier winter than last year's, which was pretty disappointing, let's face it. And let's go snow globe half full here. Once that snow does come, skiers and riders will have a new destination to check out, Mount Escutney. Now, technically, Escutney isn't a new mountain, but the resort did close in 2010. So last year, a nonprofit sparked an effort to get skiers back to the mountain, and this year they're hoping to expand operations even more. And joining us to talk about the revitalization of Mount Escutney is Alex Kaufman. He's the host of Wintry Mix, a VPR partner podcast. Alex, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Mitch. Great to be here.
Now, could you give us a little history first, a little background on Mount Escutney?
Yeah, sure. So Mount Escutney actually has a long history in skiing, almost as long as some of the neighboring resorts like Pico, into the 1930s. And since then, you know, kind of became a more traditional ski resort in the 50s and 60s, and then has gone through numerous ownerships and developments, followed by money problems, until about 2010, when it shuttered for what looked like for good. But then in the last couple of years, it's been getting this revival you just mentioned.
Now, in your most recent episode of Wintry Mix, you visited Mount Escutney and you spoke with the executive director of Mount Escutney Outdoors. What's that organization about and what are they doing at the mountain?
So about a year and a half ago, a group of primarily locals, you know, have been living at that mountain and recreating on it for their entire lives, decided to take matters into their own hands a bit and chase down some grant money and try to at least make, you know, four-season recreation happen again on Mount Escutney, regardless of, you know, outside ownership. And because they were able to bring together some land grants and, you know, really use their elbow grease, they now have, you know, expanding trail networks that are for four-season use, not just skiing. Obviously, we're headed into the winter season, and they're really excited about the rope tow they built last year and the backcountry skiing opportunities. But mountain biking, hiking, and things like that will also play a big role.
Alex, has there been a big marketing effort here? I mean, are people in the ski and snowboard community generally aware of what's happening?
I think yes and no. Certain segments are very aware, segments that really tend towards the human-powered version of recreation, whether that be mountain biking or uphill skiing, backcountry skiing, cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, things like that. They seem to be very aware. You know, the Vermont backcountry scene has been growing with groups like Vermont Backcountry Alliance and Rasta and the Catamount Trail. So that network of people are really tuned in and have already been taking advantage. I think the resort skiing crowd, a little bit less so, and it may or may not be exactly their cup of tea, you know, the idea of riding a rope tow and then, you know, hiking for turns or things like that, you know, is really exciting for one segment of people and becoming more exciting for the other. So I think, you know, it really depends on who you talk to. You know, the weekend warrior from Boston, less so, but the backcountry skier from Vermont, I think, very much so.
Well, why do you think people are working so hard to bring this mountain or this resort back, with people volunteering time, money, equipment? They're really putting a lot of effort in here.
Yeah, and we're seeing that sort of thing happen in other states as well, where you have, for whatever reason, corporate, you know, large corporate resorts that are unsustainable for whatever reason, whether it be, you know, money problems, capital improvements that needed to happen and couldn't happen, or just a lack of snow. And then the local communities, you know, looking at resorts like, and I say resort, I should say ski area, like Mad River Glen, and saying, you know, could we do something like that? Could we figure out a way to create a co-op or a community action that gets this off the ground in some shape or form? Maybe not one that is trying to, you know, fill hotels, but at least give local school kids somewhere to go and ski in the afternoon. And so we're actually seeing something similar happen at Saddleback, where they became unsustainable about a year and a half ago and didn't operate last winter. And they've been trying to sell, and the local community, Saddleback Mountain Foundation, has started trying to acquire the mountain. So it's something that's just kind of popped up here and there, as certain mountains aren't necessarily sustainable for one model, you know, the destination resort model, but maybe are sustainable for a more local, smaller footprint model.
And have the officials there talked to you about what their sort of expectations are? Like, you know, it might be slow getting going. What they see as a goal of knowing that they've been successful in this revitalization effort?
You know, that's a good question. And I don't think they necessarily know exactly the answer to that either. You know, obviously they have launched a nonprofit so they can take donations. You know, the access to the trails is free at this time. You know, this winter, you're going to be able to go and ride that rope tow and ski the backcountry ski trails for free, you know, pending snow and things like that. So I don't know if they necessarily have a long-term revenue model. I think they want to have it be able to be successful based on volunteer efforts and donations. And then, you know, if and when they're able to install an additional lift and upgrade their services a little bit more, then maybe they'll kind of upgrade their revenue model as well. But at this time, I think they're really just trying to, you know, get the momentum going, get people on the mountain, and work that donation model as best they can.
Alex Kaufman, host of Wintry Mix, a VPR partner podcast, and you can find it at wintrymixcast.com or on iTunes. Alex, thanks a lot for taking the time.
Hey, thanks, Mitch.